bird. It's a plane. It's a Goonie box. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Makers Today, a special series here on Fish Fry, where we highlight the movers and shakers in the makerspace. Today, my guest is the one and only Dr. Duino, Guido Bonelli. In this episode, Guido and I chat about how art and electronic design intertwine in his life, our mutual love for RC cars, including the details of his super cool reactive lighting engine for RC vehicles, what his creation, the Goonies box, is all about, and how the COVID-19 pandemic inspired him to create the social distancing Arduino project. So, without further ado, let's bring in Dr. Duino himself, Guido Bonelli. Hi, Guido. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first off, your site, Dr. Duino, got started with a little help from Kickstarter, right? So can you tell me a bit about that process?
Yeah, sure. That was a really fun process. The whole reason why I created the whole Dr. Duino product line was because I wanted to create some electronic kind of decor for my own home. And, you know, my day job was director of engineering, and I didn't want to use my typical tools that I always used, you know, the heavy duty stuff from the big guys out there. So I started to kind of search for an easier way to create these projects. And when I started Googling, you know, the great Google whispered back this thing called Arduino, which I had never heard of before. As soon as I saw it, I was like, wow, this is it. This is what I'm going to use for my projects. And so I started building these really cool projects at home. They're kind of these laser cut kind of kinetic artwork is what I call them. And when I first started working with Arduino, I was like, wow, this is really awesome, except working with it is a little cumbersome because you can't use traditional tools. So things like a DMM or an oscilloscope or, you know, things like that. And you can't get in between the circuits very easily. So I said, you know what, I'm going to design my own kind of breakout board for this whole thing. And after I finished that, I started showing it around a little bit and people were like, wow, you know, I want one. Where can I get one? And I figured, you know, maybe I should throw this up on Kickstarter and just see if other people would like it. So I went through a lot of different videos, you know, trying to make the initial Kickstarter video, and then the kind of media reach out, of which Maxfield was a huge part of, actually. So it kind of just started from there. And, you know, fast forward to today, I guess, that, like they always say, the rest is history, right?
Yeah. So, Guido, I love how you say in your blog that you have your aunt's artistic capability, except that you use electronics instead of paint to bring your thoughts to life. So, Guido, in that realm, let's talk about the overlap between art and electronic design. How do you see artistic endeavors motivating what you do?
Yeah, so I've always been the creative type. And, you know, like I said, my aunt, she was in a wheelchair for most of her life, and she was always painting something. And I just took a lot of inspiration from her, to your point, just in the electronic side of things. So whenever I'm creating something, it's always kind of like this esoteric, really interesting, maybe out of the box kind of thinking piece of electronic art. One of them is this thing that I call Orbis. I actually don't even have it up on my website, which I really need to get that up there. So I usually start with something which is, I like a lot of nature things. So I start with something which is kind of nature-based. So Orbis is this wooden tree that has these rings that orbit around the tree. Those rings are made out of wood themselves. But I wanted a way for people when they come into my home, and this was really important to me when it comes to like my electronic art, is that I want them to be able to really interact with my artwork that's throughout the home. So in order to do that, I needed, you know, some buttons or some, actually on Orbis, there's an old rotary dial on it, right? And that's how you actually get it to do different functionality. That's kind of how I do it, is I take a lot of inspiration from nature and just mix in electronic art with it.
I love that. Now, Guido, I have several favorite designs of yours. So first, can we talk to my audience about the Goonie box? And tell me a bit about this process when you designed this. This was inspired by a game app called The Room and the movie The Goonies, right?
Yes. So The Goonies is my all-time favorite movie ever. And I just love the whole concept of, you know, this like treasure-seeking thing I always have ever since I was a kid. And a number of years ago, I had stumbled upon this game called The Room by Fireproof Games. And there was the very first puzzle in the game is this rather ornate looking wooden box that as you began to interact with it, you know, things would unfold or things would pop out or just lots of really cool things. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, it would be really awesome if I could bring something like that to life for real. So as I was kind of thinking about this over a very long period of time, we were actually looking for new couches, and I ran into this one store, and it had this giant kind of clock sitting there, and it all kind of just congealed in that moment. And I said, wow, this would be awesome if I could create that wooden box, which is also a timepiece, but that it is also this puzzle box that people can interact with and play at my home. I actually have a game coming up tomorrow night with some friends of mine that I've never played before. So I started with, you know, again, laser cut wood, and the Goonie box itself is, I forget the exact dimensions, a little over 2 feet tall, maybe 18 inches wide or so. So it's a fairly big piece of artwork that sits in my home, and it has this giant hourglass in the middle that spins every hour on the hour. And as you begin to interact with it, other boxes that are inside of Goonie box begin to pop out, but you have to answer a series of questions correctly in the right order in order to make Goonie box do its thing. It's a really cool piece of wooden tech.
I love that. Now, Guido, another one of my favorite designs that you've done recently was the reactive lighting engine for RC vehicles. Now, when I was a kid, my dad and I raced RC vehicles all the time. So tell me about that design as well.
Yeah, that one was a really cool one. Much like yourself, I had started in RC cars when I was younger, and I just so happened to get back into it during the whole pandemic time. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted was to be able to use it at night where, you know, when we were kids, you couldn't really use it at night. Once it got dark out, that was it. Kind of had to be done playing. So I took one of my newer products, which is called the Doctuino Pioneer, and I strapped to it an accelerometer and then had it interact with a bunch of addressable LEDs. So when the car is moving forward, the acceleration of the car itself, you know, it makes the car pitch backwards. So that pitching is what I'm measuring. So as it begins to pitch back, the lights turn green, and I'm using a clear body. So that way it's very visible from, you know, even hundreds of feet away. It's pretty neat. As it slows down, it'll turn red. If you turn left, it'll turn yellow. And if you turn right, it'll turn blue. So it's just kind of a fun project. I still use it. I just used it the other night with some friends of mine. We were out racing our RC cars. So it's a fun project.
Nice. So another rather timely project you created was the social distancing Arduino project. So tell my audience about that one.
Yeah. So that one was directly related to, you know, the whole COVID thing happening and when everybody was just stuck inside, you know, and I said, well, what can I do? Because I was beginning to go a little bit stir crazy myself. And I said, well, I've got an ultrasonic sensor. I've got my Doctuino kits. So let me see what I can make in terms of, you know, trying to make it a little bit more lighthearted considering the times that was happening, you know. And I said, let me see if I could make this like kind of social distancing machine that would alert somebody, hey, you're entirely too close to me, right? So this, and to measure effectively that 6 foot distance that you always wanted to keep people out of your area with. So I was using the ultrasonic sensor in order to measure that. And as somebody begins to encroach, the box itself lights up, I think it was yellow, red, and then flashes bright white when you're just entirely too close. And it will then also trigger some other sounds to warn the user or the other person that they're too close to you. That was another really fun project.
Now, you wrote a blog about what is better, Arduino or Raspberry Pi. So Guido, what's your take here? What is better?
Yeah, so, you know, I get asked that question so much, and that's actually why I wrote that particular blog post. I don't know which one is better, to be perfectly honest with you. I love Arduino. I'm a hardcore microcontroller guy, so for me, that's a very natural extension kind of who I am. But for other applications, you know, Arduino is not the right approach, and Raspberry Pi is the right approach. I think it really is dependent on what you're trying to achieve in your electronic project.
So finally, Guido, do you have any advice for young makers out there today?
Yeah, you know, my uncle was a huge inspiration for me. And the things that he would always tell me is just, it doesn't really even matter what it is. Just go build it because you're going to learn something from it. Maybe you use it, maybe you don't, and that's okay. But just go and do it because you're going to learn. And, you know, that has been such a huge portion of my life that I still continue to do to this day, whether it's in, you know, creating Doctuino boards or in my own artwork or just whatever I do, it should always be open-minded and just trying new things.
That's great advice. All right, Guido. Well, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. So since you haven't been on my show before, here we go.
Okay.
So a lot of us can't have our favorite foods for one reason or another. The restaurant's closed. You need a passport to get there. It's on the other side of the state, maybe. So Guido, if you could have one thing right now, what would you have?
Duff's Wings. So I went to school in Buffalo, New York, and there's two bars that are there that consider themselves to be like the origination of the chicken wing. So I think there's one called the Anchor Bar, which oddly enough, I never went, even though I went to school there. And then there's this other one called Duff's, and I just love their wings. So if I could have those right now, that would be it.
And it sounds absolutely fantastic. I love me some wings as well. Well, Guido, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
If you'd like even more information about Dr. Duino or to listen to previous episodes of this series, check out the links below the player on this week's Makers Today page on eejournal.com. Hey, are you a maker? Well, tell me your story. I am looking for guests for this show. If you'd like to join me on a future episode of Makers Today, please send me an email at Amelia. That's A-M-E-L-I-A at eejournal.com. Or you can always reach me on LinkedIn as well. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. It really does help. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or, heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For October 20th, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.